meeting, and then we all could Skype into that and invite our groups, our people from our own towns, to participate in that. So we would basically be, you know, training ourselves and others at the same time. That, I'll stop there and then let others add to that.
Okay, let me feel. We have some people just joining here in the room. They've been cooking. We told them you're slaving away down there. Sherry just joined us. We just started talking about, we're going to explain to people what we've been talking about here over the past few days about kind of some new ideas and some possibilities that we've had for the program. So I'm asking folks to share about that.
This is Marie, and one of the things I'm really excited about just from our conversations is we talked more about how the facilitators will be supported as they move forward, and so there's going to be a lot of ways that there'll be support for all of us, and then also some other possibilities of ways we can kind of step forward and get some support in doing fundraising and working with other people in our area on that. So I guess for me it was really exciting that it feels like the support for this is really expanding.
Yeah. Do you want to speak to that, Sherry? No? Okay. Well, there are a couple things that I wrote down that we were doing. Rebecca already mentioned that we talked about starting the groups in July, if that seems like a good time period for folks out there. And the August fundraiser. Sherry, do you want to mention about the support that you want to offer?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, okay, good. And Sherry has made the offer. Oh, okay. Sorry, we have many things happening here at one time. So Sherry has made the offer that she could work with the folks who are heading up the city groups out there. And so you can get, you know, direct support from the guide as you're doing your group. And we'll have to work out how exactly that will happen. But that might be something, you know, so we'll have this support of these calls, and we'll do the business of the program with the calls. And then there'll also be, you know, process and guidance and teaching support from Sherry that she'll offer. Let's see. Does anybody think of anything else that we talked about that we didn't talk about just now?
One of the things that has emerged as we've been meeting here, particularly in the consequence of Sherry's recent letter, is just how important strengthening Sangha everywhere is, and how important it is that we see ourselves as a team taking practice forward, and so it seems like the timing of the strengthening of facilitators and local sanghas is just perfect.
Okay, great. Here's Rebecca.
And we also, looking at the calendar, we also reminded ourselves and made sure everybody had that on the calendar in November that we're still scheduling a facilitators retreat.
Right.
November 1st.
First
through the 7th.
Okay.
So
maybe we could hit the timeline here that we were talking about again, just to make sure everyone's clear. So we start, and so help me out with this if this is not right. So we start the key groups about July the 1st, and then somewhere around the beginning of August, we talked about doing getting the people who are involved in the groups, beginning to get them involved in a fundraiser. And also, Sherry had mentioned, you know, if there's kids around who want to be involved, we could do something with kids, you know, Kids for Kids around Africa with that. And so it would be a facilitated process for the fundraiser, where people would be involved and come up with ideas, decide what you're going to do, and do the fundraiser. But it would be facilitated by the group coordinator, the whole process there. And then we're talking about doing a workshop with everyone who was involved in the program in September to support about. I think that was about fundraising, wasn't it? Just to support. Am I right about that?
Yeah, the one in Palo Alto.
Yeah.
I think it was around the idea of giving and receiving or making a difference, and that would kind of then prepare us for the event that we're going to each host in our own cities around fundraising.
That's right. Yeah, and then we talked about maybe...
I think that's in August, and then in September... Sorry.
That one, the giving and receiving, was in August, and then September, the facilitators are going to offer something on their own. And it'll either be, we'll create a curriculum together, and then everybody will do the same one, and it'll be supported in that way.
So it'd be like a half day, like 3 hour or something.
3 hour or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any questions or comments from folks out in Thornland?
Are they?
You guys still there?
We're still here.
Oh, they're still here. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Jen has
some. Okay. I was just going to say one thing about when we were talking about the facilitators retreat November 1st through 7th, that we know it's a big challenge for people to arrange their lives to get here, and it's super. For people who came to the one in March, it was just, I think people felt like it was really, really worth the effort. And so we really want to support as many of you as possible to get there. So if you're finding that finances are the problem, then let us know. And we especially want to help subsidize people who are having to buy plane tickets, say from Copenhagen, for example. No, but really, plane tickets from anywhere. You know, people who are having to go to great expense to get there, please don't write it off just because of that. Be in conversation with us. And, you know, maybe other folks who are coming from locally feel like they'll be able to pitch in more, and so to help offset the cost of folks who are coming in. So kind of a team effort on getting as many of us together at one time as possible.
All right, great. You know, it just occurred to me it might be helpful to ask Nikki to send out this timeline via email, because it's kind of complex, and that way people have an idea of what we're talking about.
And to remind people that we're going to be in touch about this every step of the way.
Yeah.
Right, so nobody's going to be expected to take any of this on their own or without support.
Yeah, exactly. That's actually the next thing on the little agenda I made, is to set up a regular way that we can get together and do the business of the program, and also do the support of the program. I think you weren't here yet, Sherry, when Chris said that he has an issue going on with his group in Asheville, and was going to look in for some guidance on that. I said we might not have time on the call, but it seems like that would be a regular time for, you know, this would be the place for that to happen so everyone can benefit.
Yeah.
So hopefully it can be business as well as process kind of support can be a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe a different time.
Mm-hmm. A different
time of day.
Oh, yeah, than right now?
Than 2 a.m.
Than 2 a.m.